You're listening to Bristol Bay and Beyond on KDLG. I'm Dave Benninger. Times is tough, Alaska. No two ways about it. Our first guest this week is a man on a mission. Bryce Edgman was re-elected in November and that same day selected as the Speaker of the House in a new majority coalition that says it will tackle the state's historic fiscal challenges. Edgman has continued to speak up about the heavy lifts ahead to fill an estimated $3 billion budget gap and restructure Alaska's books to move away from dependency on revenues from oil that just aren't what they used to be. Governor Bill Walker put forward his proposed budget last week, and Speaker Edgman stopped by Thursday to offer his reaction to the governor's numbers.
Well, the governor's budget always reflects certainly the governor's priority, but it's clearly a document that's preliminary in nature. It does have, in this instance, a desire to sort of work with all the different constituencies in the budgets, education on down, and it's a document that sort of avoids some of the harder choices, like some of the funding sources. There's a $900 million gap in terms of where the money comes from. I assume that's predicated on the legislature taking action next session. But you go back into time and you look at governor budgets from years past, and the document is also has always been, you know, one part sort of substantive and another part sort of, tinged with sort of political messages as well.
What do you think his political message was? I saw some more reduced spending, though I personally didn't see a lot of cuts to rural Alaska included in this year versus what we saw last year. I saw restructuring of the permanent fund to keep that $1,000-ish PFD, and I saw some increased taxes around motor fuels and such. What's his message?
Well, I think to his credit, the governor is espousing that, look, we've cut state spending to a point now where we're sort of at the cusp of eliminating programs in their entirety. You cannot continue to cut agency spending in particular. Some departments have been cut 60, maybe even 70% in the last 3 to 4 years. It's not just bureaucrats that are losing jobs, but it's important programs like energy programs and a number of other programs that are really important to Bush Alaska. I think the other thing that his budget really reflects is that he's approaching this upcoming legislative session with a different philosophy in terms of how to tackle the long-term fiscal crises. Last year, he put a package together that was a little bit of everything. And I think in the end, we all felt that there was too many things on the table at one time, and it all got too congested. And before you knew it, we were fighting amongst various pieces, or oil taxes were being leveraged against the restructuring of the permanent fund, and you had survivors' benefits in there, and you had a whole bunch of other elements going on. So the governor this year is taking a more simpler approach in terms of I think working with the legislature on the new revenues aspect of it all, and the budget cuts that are going to be coming forth are probably going to be more pronounced when the legislature gets a hold of the governor's budget, and the governor certainly probably understands that. And so I think he's positioning himself to make to be hopefully a stronger, more of a working partner with the legislature. But that his budget is a starting point, and it's not reflective of what's going to emerge at the end of session, whenever that is, this upcoming spring.
Those of you who are heading back down to the House have been back to hear from your constituents, to stand for election. You've gotten a good sense of what's on the minds of folks. And you in particular, you've not been shy that this is a historic moment and heavy lifting needs to happen. You didn't hide that message during the election. Now, as Speaker of the House, do you think that you and your colleagues will have the political oomph to move the ball forward a little bit this session?
We certainly will in the House, and that's the impetus behind the majority coalition coming together, was that we were all like-minded in our commitment to making the tough choices necessary to solve the fiscal situation in Alaska. Now, nobody expects it to be easy, and, as it's been said many times over, the easy choices have already been made. And now we're at the juncture where, with or without the public's consent, we have to make some tough choices. Because if we don't make those tough choices today, the future of not just our smaller communities, but Alaska as a whole is going to be approaching the tipping point here.
What are those tough choices, do you think? And I've been in a few meetings where you've sort of laid out some of the options here to constituents. What do you tell people those tough choices will be?
Well, I think the legislative finance director, when he was in Dillingham in late September, kind of put it best. He said it's probably yanking on all the levers, you know, all of the above. But from my perspective as a rural legislator, doing it in a way that's fair to Bush Alaska and that's not going to be highly regressive on a lot of our residents, many whom don't make a lot of money throughout the course of the year. And that's going to be a really tall challenge, but that's the philosophy I'm going to be putting forward. And, you know, having to find new revenues in a state that's not had to sort of look that hurricane in the eye for some 40 years, having subsisted off the oil industry since the first drop flowed through in 1977 to a large degree to fund state government, it's just tough all the way around.
Are you looking forward to settling into the new role? How's it gone for you so far in the weeks since the election?
I think it's gone well. It's clearly been an adjustment, and I know that I've got big shoes to fill once I get down into Juneau, but I'm a veteran of the process down there, and I'm somebody who, at least I like to think that I'm fairly even-keeled in my approach to things, and I take matters day by day, as the cliche goes, but I've not been equally shy to anybody in letting people know that this upcoming session might be the most difficult session the legislature has seen in many, many years in Alaska.
That was Speaker of the House Bryce Edgemon, who spoke with us yesterday. This is Bristol Band Beyond. Back in a moment.